Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Hello.
My name is Oscar, and we are calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Does your dosing member on your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
No.
or an advertising agency?
No.
Okay, thank you. Continue with the survey. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State on Tuesday, November the 5th? Are you definitely voting? Very likely
definitely.
To vote? Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation?
Republican. Mm-hmm.
What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate, or postgraduate degree?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No, no.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African-American, Asian, white, Caucasian, or other?
African-American.
And what is your age?
51.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Now, from the following list, which issue should the governor and the state legislature focus on to help your family? Local growth and development, the economy and jobs, illegal immigration, access and cost of healthcare, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, K-12 education, housing and property insurance costs, abortion, or taxes?
Immigration.
Immigration. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describe how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Are you definitely voting for Republican?
Oh, definitely voting, yeah.
Okay.
Get her down.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
We can say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Approve.
We can say somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Now, you will be given a list of some public officials that you are maybe familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you never heard of that person, just let me know. Nate Douglas?
Never heard.
Never heard. Maxwell Frost?
Never heard.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Disapprove.
Disapprove.
Yeah.
We can say somewhat or very?
Very much.
Susan Plasencia?
Disapprove somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming November elections. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump, or another party candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump?
Definitely.
Now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
And would you say definitely voting for him or probably voting for him?
Definitely.
And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Susan Plasencia, the Republican candidate, or Nate Douglas, the Democratic candidate?
Susan Plasencia.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting for her or probably voting for Susan Plasencia?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform a state government, or a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to deliver for your community?
Already in elected office.
An elected already. Okay, let me just here. Now, compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
In the past 4 years, probably not changed much.
Thank you. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? The Republicans who control the state government in Tallahassee, or President Joe Biden and Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C.?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, you will be given two statements about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. The first one is for Susan Plasencia, a Hispanic woman who believes that dysfunction in Washington, D.C. is an embarrassment and is making things worse for everyday Americans. As your state representative in Tallahassee, as Susan Plasencia is a public servant who fights for good ideas to help people, not a politician who serves herself. Plasencia has consistently worked with both Republicans and Democrats to deliver things like middle taxes or class taxes cut, teacher pay rises, insurance reform, and relief for seniors. And then we have Nate Douglas, a proud African-American progressive who wants to stand up to the extremist MAGA or MAGA Republicans and drastically change things in Florida, better present they need for underserved groups like minorities, immigrants, and young people and members of the LGBTQ community. To achieve this, Douglas supports things like raising taxes on the wealthy, canceling a student's loan debt, and creating a Green New Deal for Florida. Based on these two statements, for which you can probably vote more likely?
Plasencia.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of statements here for the candidates. If you knew the following statements about Susan Plasencia were true, would you each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Susan Plasencia in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Susan Plasencia believes in protecting and strengthening public education in Florida, which is why Plasencia voted for record increase in public school funding, as well as for an additional $2.5 billion for teacher pay rises. That's not different for you, much less likely, somewhat less likely, or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
More likely, thank you. The next one, Susan Plasencia believes that every child deserves the same access to a world-class education, regardless of their zip code, which is why Plasencia voted for the largest expansion of the school choice in state history, so more parents can send their child to the school that best meets their needs at all, no additional cost. You think that that makes no difference? Much likely, no difference for you. Okay, thank you. The next one, Susan Plasencia believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Susan Plasencia wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root our corruption and profiting and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates. That makes no difference.
More likely.
Okay. Next one, Susan Plasencia knows that Floridians are having a harder time keeping up with the rise in grocery prices and insurance rates. That's why Susan Plasencia voted for a record tax cut of $4.2 billion, including permanent tax cuts on baby supplies like cribs and diapers and strollers. Do you think more likely, no difference?
More likely.
More likely. Next one, a single mom, Susan Plasencia, understands the risk of our children's space online. That's why Plasencia supported a law to create online protection for our children from social media companies that have made our children addict to their dangerous sites. That makes no difference for you, much
no
less
difference.
Likely? Not even.
No difference.
And last statement, like many long-time residents in your community, Susan Plasencia believes that growth and development have gotten out of control. Plasencia supports resident-led efforts to limit commercial and resident development in suburban and rural areas. That makes no difference for you.
More likely.
More likely. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nate Douglas, the Democratic candidate, or Susan Plasencia, the Republican candidate?
Plasencia.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Susan Plasencia?
Definitely.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience. We have just a couple of more questions and we are done. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
You will now be given some more statement about Susan Plasencia. Will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Susan Plasencia in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as me. The first one, instead of working to solve actual problems like affordable public education and threats from climate change, Susan Plasencia is a rubber stamp for Governor DeSantis, radical culture, war agenda that targets minorities and members of the LGBTQ community. That make you no difference, much less likely, somewhat less likely,
no
or more? No difference.
No difference.
Next one, Susan Plasencia is an ultra-MAGA Republican who stands with Donald Trump and the violent January 6th protesters and criminals who tried to overthrow our democracy. That's no difference, less likely.
More likely to vote for her.
More likely, thank you. Susan Plasencia is a radical extremist who voted for Florida's six-week abortion ban and has repeatedly voted for or to restrict women's reproductive rights. That makes no difference for you, less
no
likely?
Difference.
Not difference.
No difference.
Okay. Now, if you knew the following statements about Nate Douglas were true, would you each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Nate Douglas in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that to me. The first one, it's Nate Douglas supports radical environment policies that aim to completely eliminate gas-powered vehicles, will raise energy costs by billions of dollars, and make America less energy independent.
No difference.
Next one, Nate Douglas has repeatedly criticized people he disagrees with, calling them fascists, Nazis, and racist, and even criticized black people who have different political views than him. Douglas' rhetoric... Most likely. Next one, Nate Douglas support canceling a student's loan debt, meaning that taxpayers
less likely.
Less likely, thank you. Next one, Nate Douglas is 24 years old with little life experience and support radical policies like packing the Supreme Court, making Washington, D.C. a state, and eliminating ballot security measures. Douglas
less
has faced
likely.
Much or less.
Less likely. Mm-hmm.
Or less. And next one, Nate Douglas has supported defunding local police departments, support cashless bail, which allows suspected criminals to be released before their trials, and wants to remove liability protection for police officers.
Perfectly.
And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Susan Plasencia or Nate Douglas?
Yeah, Plasencia.
And would you say are definitely or probably voting for
definitely.
Simple Census?
Definitely.
And thank you. You will know, be asked a future demographic question before we finish for clarification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida?
Hold on. 45 years.
45 years. Thank you. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, or someone
Donald
else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, will you say you always vote a Democrat, usually vote Democrat, usually vote Republican, always vote Republican, or a mix?
Usually vote Republican.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Thank you. We can say very conservative? Or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. I appreciate your help. That was the last question of the survey. Thank you for your collaboration. I appreciate
it. Thank you. No problem. Bye-bye.
Good evening. Goodbye.
Oh.